Well, Drew, I think disappointment's the word that sums it up. You haven't got a home game against an A-League team. You haven't even got a home game.
No, look, hugely disappointing. We were really, really hoping to get a home game, and you know, particularly a home game potentially against an A-League team. And we've drawn Avondale, who we've played before in the FFA Cup, so it would have even been nice to have drawn a different team as well. But anyway, look, at the end of the day, it's the, as I say, it's the luck of the draw.
Avondale are an NPL Victorian side. As you said, you've played them before, so you probably know a little bit about them.
We know a little bit about them. They're a very, very good side. They're currently on top of the ladder in the Victorian NPL competition. When we played them last time, we stuck with them till about, I guess, halfway through the second half, when we had a send-off of our centre-back, Yamo Lascano, and we were 2-1 down and pressing, and eventually went down 4-2. But, yeah, look, they'll be a difficult opponent. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, at the end of the day, we're in it, and we will give it our best shot.
It's going to be a tough road trip, isn't it?
It's going to be a very tough road trip. As I said, they're a very good team. They're, you know, probably the best team in the Victorian NPL competition. And when we played them last time, they went on to play Sydney FC and really pushed Sydney FC right to the limit. So, yeah, really class team.
So it's still going to be a good test for the boys, isn't it?
Oh, very good test. And I think, yeah, they're absolutely keen and they're up for it. They're obviously not as disappointed as me, I don't think, about not having a home game. But
they'll move on from that and then
absolutely.
Just concentrate and they'll eventually look forward to the game, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely. They're looking forward to it. There's no doubt about that, as am I. So, once again, it gives us an opportunity to test ourselves against, you know, some of the best opposition in the country.
So now we wait until a date's determined for it. Is that up to Avondale? They sort of throw a couple of dates at you and say, can you play this night or that night?
Yeah, so look, what happens is that we nominated three potential dates that we would like to play, and Avondale would have done a similar thing. So, yeah, it'll come down to just coming up with a date that sort of aligns with the respective clubs.
And they usually sort of try to aim for Wednesday nights, don't they, because it's midweek and it doesn't really interfere with anything else that's going on.
No, that's right. They do run midweek games. It's that can be a challenge, particularly when you're contesting the NPL competition as well. And if you're drawing a top flight opponent in that on the Saturday, it can be a bit challenging.
Mm. As disappointing as tonight is, you're still having a fantastic year, obviously winning the Lacus Celtic Cup, getting into the FFA draw, back on top of the NPL ladder now. So apart from tonight, things are going pretty well, aren't they?
Yeah, look, they are. I think every year you get to the start of the year and say, you know, geez, can we do this again? And you think, geez, when's this going to stop? But fortunately, it hasn't yet, so we're still riding that wave.
I guess from a president's point of view too, I was really pleased to see how many people were here tonight. I mean, the club itself's in a great position with all the teams and the women that are playing and the juniors that are playing. I mean, the envy of a lot of other clubs, I think.
Yeah, look, the sport in Devonport's in really terrific shape. We've got over, you know, 1,200 players playing the sport in Devonport. Almost 5% of the population, so the highest participation sport in the city. So yeah, look, we are in good shape in that regards.
Disappointing tonight, but good luck when you play Avondale.
Thanks very much, Martin.